I recorded something last night for you guys that I'm going to be uploading today. So this is going to be part two to that recording. So I know a lot of you are not going to understand what I'm talking about unless you listen to part one. So please listen to part one and then come back and listen to this part two, because that's how the episodes correlate. I just came up with this idea this morning to do it. It's 11:45 a.m. right now, you guys. I'm just kind of waking up. And honestly, yesterday was really emotional when I did that recording, talking about like feeling like I ain't have anybody and talking about my friend passing away and, you know, telling you guys about my relationship and being open with you guys. And honestly, today's a new day and I honestly don't feel any better than I did yesterday. I'm just at a point in my life where I'm tired of trying to force things that aren't there. Like, I'm tired of trying to force random conversations or conversations that shouldn't have to be forced. I'm tired of trying to force phone calls and people to want to hang out. Like, I'm just tired. I feel like I'm at the point in my life where in 2023 I'm not going to be doing some of the things that I did in this year, because it's kind of I'm tired of it. You know, it's not rocket science. It shouldn't be this hard. Like I keep telling you guys, relationships, friendships, all that shouldn't be as hard as we make it. You know, I'm just at a point where I'm tired, you know. So anyway, I texted my boyfriend this morning because I just was feeling like I needed to tell him how I was feeling, because I honestly, I'm gonna be 100% real with y'all. When I'm in a relationship, I'm big on communication. I like that person to text me, to call me, to FaceTime me, to come see me. Like, I look at all of that. You can't just do the bare minimum. And like I told you guys last night, I want my relationship to work. And I feel like I'm pretty much trying. And I sent him a text this morning. Okay, so why do I, for some reason, like last night, I had texted him like around 5. We was texting around like 5 o'clock. And he was asking me about work or whatever the case may be. So, all right. Then all of a sudden, his phone, like probably about, I want to say about 8 o'clock last night, his phone says his notifications have been silenced. Mind you, that was 8 o'clock last night. It's now 11 a.m. today. His phone still is saying notification silenced. So, it's like, why would you silence your notifications last night and you didn't even respond back to my text? Like, stuff like that just bothers me, because I don't understand why people can't communicate. I understand wanting to silence your phone because I know he has his phone set to do that, but my issue is communicate with me. Like, respond back to my text and say, oh babe, you know, I'm going to sleep, so I'm gonna silence my phone. Like, it's just, I'm so big on communication, y'all. Like, I don't know, y'all. Like, I'm just over it, honestly. Do I believe love exists? I do, but at the same time, like, I'm honestly just tired of relationships, of men and everything else. Like, I just want to focus on myself, because I've been through so much. And I'm not trying to say my boyfriend is a bad person. He's not. But I know when it comes to like texting and stuff, me and him are different in that way. You know, he's not always on his phone like me, which I understand and I get it. But it's like, regardless, when you're in a relationship with somebody, you have to have that communication there. You know, you have to talk to your partner. When I wake up in the morning, the first thing I want to do when I'm in a relationship is I want to text my man and say good morning. I want to call him if he's not at work and say good morning, see how he's doing. I want to text him throughout the day to make sure he's good. You know, I'm FaceTime and I'm calling. That's just what I do when I'm in a relationship with somebody. So I'm expecting the same from my partner. Like, it shouldn't be hard to send a text. It shouldn't be hard to call somebody. It shouldn't be hard to do all these things, you know? And it's funny because people will do everything in the world to get you, and then they do everything in the world to lose you at the same time. Like, I don't understand that, you know? Like, when me and him first got into our relationship, he was, like, just awesome. Like, doing all the right things. And I don't get it. Like, he was literally... he was a great boyfriend. Like, amazing. Like, he... as soon as I wake up in the morning, I have a good morning text. 6 a.m. I'm texting him 6 a.m. We talking all day long. Like, I don't understand. Like, I'm so tired of just what I have to keep encountering. Like, for what? It honestly hurts me. I know some of y'all listening might be like, why is she crying? Why is she being a baby? Or why is she upset? But I'm tired of putting myself out there. I'm tired of giving more than what I'm getting back. I'm tired of dealing with people who just don't care as much as I do. I mean, I'm human. I have feelings too. Like, I just have learned, like I said, nobody really cares. The reality is, all you have is you, because nobody cares. And, like, I don't even ask for much from people in my life. Like, it's just the simple things. It's like people just, they just don't be caring. I don't know. You can't trust people. It's like, I just don't know what to do, y'all. I don't. And by any means, I'm not saying that my boyfriend is a bad person. He's not. It's just that for some reason, I've just noticed over the course of the last couple of days with the holidays and everything, he's just been, like, more distant with me. You know, texting less and calling less and just doing things that I find just weird. And I'm like, why are you doing that? Like, this is not you. And then yesterday, I was sick. So I said, you know what, Sherelle? I said, don't text him good morning today. Sit back and see, you know, if he'll realize, like, hey, I never heard from her. Let me check in on her. I know some of y'all might think that's petty, but I did it because I was like, I just want to see what would he do. So I waited. And finally, like, around, like, I want to say, like, 3 o'clock, he hit me up, like, I guess he was being sarcastic because he was like, well, Merry Christmas to you too, or whatever, because he never got one from me. So I just told him, like, I had been sick or whatever. And then he was like, oh, well, and I told him I had not been feeling well, and I hope I was better by today. So then he went on to be like, oh, well, are you going to work tomorrow? And I told him, like, I'm off. I don't have to work today because my job is closed. So after that, he never texts me back. That's when I go to open my text just to make sure I didn't miss nothing. And I see where he puts his phone on silent at like 8 o'clock, silence notifications. So I'm like, why are you silencing your notifications? Like, honestly, the only time he keeps notifications silenced is on during the week. And that's when he works, because he works 2 jobs. So he works, his second job, he works Monday through Friday. He leaves his first job and he goes to his second job at like 5 o'clock. He works there from like 5 to 10 or something. And when he gets off, he goes home or whatever. And even when his phone is on silence notifications, you know, you can hit the button to still notify the person. So he'll still be texting me throughout the whole day. So that's why yesterday threw me off, because normally even if he has his phone on silence notifications, he still will be texting me. But I just felt like it was really weird yesterday that he just silenced it on a Sunday when he doesn't even silence it normally on Sundays. And then the fact that it's now 11:54 a.m. and I still haven't heard from you. And it's just like, I don't understand, like, why this is happening. Like, we just had a whole conversation a couple days ago about this and how we were gonna, like, you know, change some things in our relationship and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yet you're still doing the same things, and I don't understand why. And it's like, that's why I purposely be pulling back sometimes, because I'm like, I just want to know, if I pull back, is he going to be like, she's not texting or calling me as much, maybe I should pull in more or something. But it just seems like I'm always getting the short end of the stick. It seems like I'm always giving more than what I'm getting. And it's so tiring. So I'm sorry for the last two episodes. I've been crying and emotional, but I'm tired, y'all. Because at the end of the day, I don't like having my time wasted. You know? I don't like having my time wasted. I don't like feeling like somebody just took me and wanted to get a relationship with me and they didn't take it seriously. Like, I'll never understand that. Like, why would you do that to me? You know what I mean? Like, I take relationships seriously. And I feel like I'm tired of people coming into my life being like, oh, I want the same things as you, Sherelle. I want this, I want that. And I'm like, cool, me too. And then as soon as we start dating and things start to come into play, the person does all the right things in the beginning, then after a while they start acting weird. It's like this I just don't understand it, you know? Like, I was excited about our relationship because, again, we talked a year ago, and then for us to reconnect and come back together, I was like really excited because I'm like, we can make this work, you know? We can do anything. But it's kind of like, without communication you have nothing. And that's what's tearing me up so bad, is that I'm so tired of being hurt by people. I'm so tired. Like, no one knows the amount of times this week where I've been just crying or I've been not feeling well, and I've needed him to be there for me. And he'll always say, I'm here for you if you need me. But it's like, where were you this last couple of days? Like, I swear, if I treated people the way they treated me, they would not like me. Like I said in the last episode. Because it's like, why are you doing this to me? I don't get it. You know, I don't understand it, y'all. It really, really, really hurts my feelings to the core to have to be dealing with stuff like this. Like, this is the same person that told me, oh, I want to meet your family this week and everything else. He was like, I'm ready. He was like, I'm ready to meet your mom, your dad, and your daughter, and everything. And I was open to it because, again, I knew this person prior. And I'd even told my parents about him because we were getting so serious. And I just thought I found somebody who was different. But I don't understand why people do these things. Like, this is my thing. You should never go a day without speaking to the person you're dating. If you even think about that. And not saying that he has, because he hasn't. But this is speaking in general. You should always keep those lines of communication open. You should always talk to them every day. Like, I don't understand why people sit here and waste my time. And it makes it hard for me to want to deal with people because of this. It's so hard for me to want to date. It's so hard for me to let people in. I'm always closed off and guarded. People be like, why are you so guarded? Why are you so closed off? Because of everything that I've had to go through. But every time I allow somebody to get close to me, this is what they do. It's like, I don't understand. It's just, I'm just done with dating, y'all. Some serious stuff, like, I'm over it because I'm tired of having to go through all this stuff just to be in a relationship and be happy with somebody. Like, it shouldn't be this hard. It shouldn't be none of this, you know? Like, I literally woke up this morning and I was just like, okay, it's like I woke up like 8:30 and I was like smiling because I was like, okay, I'm gonna wake up to like a good morning text from him. Why do I wake up to nothing? Even looking through my phone now, I have nothing. And it still says his phone has notifications silenced. Mind you, it's 12 noon now. Why is your phone still on silence notifications? And why would you keep it on that? For real. Why would you keep it on that? Like. Then another thing that threw me off yesterday too that made me mad is because when I was laying in bed sick yesterday, I would have thought he would have texted me anything. Why do I go to Snapchat, and he posted a picture of his, like, Christmas outfit on Snapchat? But I'm like, why would you post that on Snapchat instead of texting your girlfriend? Like, that was, like, something that threw me off, too, because I'm like, you're on Snapchat, but you didn't even bother to hit me up to say Merry Christmas, babe, none of that. So I'm sitting here like, are you serious? So he goes and does that. Like, y'all gotta understand, like, the stuff that be happening be just like, this stuff is weird to me. It's weird to me. It is. It's not like him. I just feel like stupid because I really wanted this to work, but it's like I'm tired of being in situations like this. Like, and I felt so bad because when we first got together, like I told you guys, I was so closed off from being hurt. I had to reopen myself back up and I started being better. I started letting my wall down. I started letting him in. And it's like, this is what I get. And it's like, if I say too much, he assumes that, oh, he can't do nothing right, or he feels like I'm ganging up on him, or whatever the case is. He'll tell me he's shutting down and he don't know what to do. And I'm like, what do you think I'm doing over here when you don't text me, when you don't call me, when you take forever to respond? Do you think I'm not shutting down? Do you think I'm not hurt? Like, yeah. And I told him, I even texted him this morning and told him, like, when he doesn't communicate, it hurts my feelings because it makes me feel like, what are we doing? Like, people don't want you doing stuff to them, but they can do it to you. Like, when somebody doesn't text me back, when somebody has their notification signs and doesn't respond to my stuff, when they're not calling me, they're not doing anything, like, how does that make me feel? It makes me feel like, what am I doing? It makes me feel bad. But I'm gonna be real with y'all, like, if him and I don't work, I'm done with relationships for a while, because I just don't have a desire to want to keep dating. I just don't want to keep doing it. I'm tired of going through all this with people, you know. I'm tired of the ups and downs and the battles with people. Like, it shouldn't be this hard. I don't understand why relationships are so hard. Like, we make it so hard for what? And then I think I'm just mad because it feels like I should be able to rely on my boyfriend. I should be able to go to him for things. He should be there for me when I'm having, like, a really bad moment or a bad day. That should be my best friend. I should be able to lean on his shoulder, to cry, to have him there. And it hasn't felt like that lately. Like I told you guys, I feel like I don't have nobody I can talk to. I feel like I don't have nobody I can really open up to. And it's like, the people I thought I had hurt me. And it's like, I don't have nobody in my phone I can talk to about how I'm feeling. Like, that's what upsets me the most. You know? And I feel like it just causes me to put my wall back up. Because I feel like I can't trust nobody. I can't let nobody in. Everybody's the same. Everybody's hurting me. Everybody's doing stuff to me. And it's like, why? It hurts because the things people do to me, I would never do to them. You know, it's like the last couple of days, I've been just waking up out my bed, just barely making it because I'm so tired. It's like I'm trying to be a good person. I'm trying to do all the right things, but I'm also tired. Like, my biggest thing is, don't waste my time. I told everybody this from the get-go. Don't waste my time. Because if you know you can't be that man, then don't try to take me off the market. That's my biggest thing. Like, this man deleted his whole Tinder page for me. I stopped using apps and everything. As soon as me and him got together, I was like, okay, I'm done with my page. You done with your page. Send me a whole screen recording of him deleting it. Like, I'm thinking that we're in sync. You know, we're on the same page. I'm all excited because I'm like, okay, me and you are, we're trying to figure it out. But it's like, what is happening with these men? Like, what's going on? Like, that's why I said I'd rather be single, because I don't even have time for it. Like, I don't. I'm just tired. Like, the amount of times I've cried the last past couple of days because I've been so hurt, because I've been so upset, because I've been so broken down by people who I genuinely thought were good people and were going to be here for me, and they weren't. Like, at some point you just get fed up, you get tired. You start to just shut down because you're like, why? Why? Like, what's the point? Like, what are we doing? And then it's like, my boyfriend follows me on all social medias now. Like, y'all know I don't even like giving my social media out to people, because I'd be like iffy about it. But he follows me on my Instagram. He follows me on Snapchat and whatever else, TikTok, everything, because I let him into my world. But I'm always iffy about giving my social media out to people, because people are weird sometimes. And this man has so much access to me. And it feels like, what is going through his mind? Like, what is making him treat me like this? For what reason? And like I told y'all, why, I already know. Like, I already know when he do respond or whatever, it's just gonna be like he feels like he's being attacked, or he feels like I'm coming at him. Because that's usually what he says when I say things to him, like how I'm feeling. He'll be like, I understand. But then he also will say, well, I feel like I'm being attacked, or I feel this, or blah, blah, blah. And I'll be telling him, like, nobody's attacking you. Nobody's doing nothing to you. But at some point, things have to change. Like, you can't be halfway in. And I told him, I was like, if you're pulling away, then I'm going to pull away too. Because if I'm dedicating myself to you, I've left every app alone just because I want to be with you solely, and I'm only focused on you, I'm not doing nothing, you're not doing nothing, I don't understand where the disconnect is, or where the, I'm just not going to text you right now, or take my time texting you. All that stuff is crazy. And I hate when people use the excuse of, oh, I was busy, so that's why I couldn't text you. It's like, I get you working and you're doing stuff, but let me tell you guys, every day when I'm working from home, even when I was working in the office, in between my calls, I will always make sure that if I was in a relationship, even when it came to friendships, I would always make sure to text that person to be like, hey, what are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't get it. But I have met the worst of people this year, y'all. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. The worst of the worst. Like, and this is why I say people really just do not care. And I'm just at that point where I'm about to not care either, because I'm tired. I'm so tired. It's horrible. It's horrible. But like I said, I'm just gonna do stuff differently next year. But at this point, I'm tired of trying to keep my relationship, you know, I hate to say together, but I'm tired of feeling like I'm the only one trying. And I don't understand why he's pulling away. I don't understand why he's doing what he's doing. So I'm just going to let it be what it is right now. Like, he will contact me when he's ready. I'm tired, y'all. I'm tired. It's just super annoying because people are just who they are. Like, and it's funny because I'm going to be 100% real with y'all. Like, I remember even before I got in my relationship, before me and my boyfriend even got together, before we even met, before he was even, you know, back in my life, it was like I had a bunch of other people trying to talk to me, trying to get my number, trying to take me out, and I kept saying no, 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 because none of it felt right. But then I meet my boyfriend and everything started to feel right. But it's just like nothing is right, you know. I feel like I just don't know, you guys. But I hate being in this space with people. I hate being in this space of hurt. I hate being in this space of pain. I hate knowing that I'm always going to be back at square one with people because this is what people do. But I don't understand why people think this is okay to do. Like, when does it become okay to hurt somebody? When did it become okay to just treat people horrible and think that that was okay? Like, that stuff affects me so bad and people don't even know it. They just don't know it. And that's why I've been so emotional about it, because people just don't understand it. But I'm the bad person, right? I'm the bad person because I ask people, or I tell people, hey, this is what I expect from you, or this is what I want from you, or but whatever the case may be. I'm not gonna feel bad for having expectations of people, or for having wanting people to just treat me how I would treat them, because they don't. They treat me so bad. They treat me so bad, and it's like, why? It's like good people with good hearts, we get treated the worst because it's like people sense it or something, and they take so much advantage of us because we have good hearts. They just strip the good hearts away from us. Like, being a good person is rough. Having a good heart is rough. Being an empath like myself is rough because I feel everything. I feel everything, and I hate it. Because I wish I didn't feel anything. But at this point, y'all, I don't know anymore. You know, I'm just tired of questioning where I stand with people, who people really are, and everything I've had to endure and go through over the course of the past couple of weeks or months. It's like, it's not even worth it. It's just not. So, I don't know, you guys, but I'm just going to stay to myself and just focus on myself. I'm going to focus on my TikToks, my YouTube again, and everything else, and just focus on being happy, because that's all that really matters right now. I can't worry about another person anymore. I'm tired, y'all. And I, like I said, I didn't come on here to talk about my boyfriend, to make a spectacle of him, or to make y'all think he's a bad person or whatever the case. He is a good guy. I will give him that. He is an amazing guy. He's a great father. He's a hard worker. He's everything that I want. It's just the biggest issue is just communication. Our communication is just, as of lately, poor. And that's what it really is. And when you're in a relationship with somebody, you want to feel wanted. You want to feel loved. You want that attention. And that's basically all I want from him. I don't want his money. I don't want no materialistic thing from this man. I just want his time, his money, his effort, you know. Make me feel like I'm important in your life. Like, people always use excuses of, oh, I have kids, I have this, I get, I have a daughter too. But even if I'm in a relationship, I still try to make time for my partner. When my daughter goes to sleep, I'll send a text. In between playing with her, I might send a text or call the person. But it's like, people have a billion excuses. Oh, I got my kids, or I got this going on, this, that, and third. It's like, I get it, but these excuses are bullshit. And I don't buy excuses. I just don't. Like, put the effort in. Show that person you love them. And I'm tired of explaining to people what I've been through and everything else, and they still turn around and do the same shit to me. It's like, what is everybody thinking? So at the end of the day, do I want my relationship to work? Of course. I want me and him to be able to communicate. I want me and him to be able to talk. I want me and him to be able to get through whatever we're going through. But I can't do it by myself. I just can't. And, you know, a lot of the times when he takes forever to text me, or he'll say things like, oh, I was busy, babe, or I had the kids, or I was doing this, and it's like, I get it, but do you, I'm gonna be real with y'all. Unless you're asleep, if you're asleep, okay, I get taking forever to text back because you sleep for maybe 5 or 8 hours, but if you're awake and alert, and in this generation that we have, that we live in now, everybody's by their phone, most of us anyway, so you see a text, you know. But I'm tired, but I'm not about to stress over this. Like, I don't know, hopefully when he does wake up or takes his phone off the silent notifications, he'll see my text that I sent him this morning and he will respond and we can have a conversation. But if nothing changes, then I'm just gonna walk away, because I can't be in a situation where I'm not happy. I just can't do it, because I'm not gonna give everything I have to somebody and I'm only getting like a quarter of it back, you know. And like I said, the weirdest part about this is he wasn't really doing this until the holidays came, which was weird. So I'm like, you've been doing very well, and then the holidays come and you become very different with me. You know, it's like, and I get people are busy, but I still just remember in all my serious relationships, whether it was a holiday or whatever day, I always made time for my partner. It's like, I'm tired, y'all. And then lately, I keep going back in time to like past relationships and just wondering in my head, like, was I a good girlfriend? Did I do this? I don't know why I'm thinking back to old times, but just me having moments of just wondering, you know? It's like, in my mind, I'm like, will I ever know what it's like to truly be loved? Will I ever know what it's truly like to be in love and to be treated right without having to tell the person how to treat me? I just get so tired of dating people and I have to tell them how to treat me. Like, do this, do that. Like, why can't the person just know what to do and just do it? Why I always got to tell somebody how to treat me in a relationship? It's like, I get tired. I mean, these type of conversations, I feel like I shouldn't even have to be having with him or anybody for that matter, because it should just not be happening. You know, I just get so tired of having conversations with people and saying, can you do this differently? Can you do this? Or can you do, it's like, why am I having these conversations with grown men that just know better? You know, but everybody makes it so hard, and I'm tired. Stop making this stuff so hard. Stop making it so hard. It's not that hard. It's really not that hard to treat somebody good. It's not that hard to text somebody, to call them, to FaceTime, to spend time with them. Like, stop making it something that it's not. Like, and that's where my frustration comes in. I get so frustrated, y'all. All right. If I'm not a priority for you, then don't even make me anything. That's how I feel. But again, at this point, I'm just kind of tired, and I know that I have to go back to what my therapist told me. She always told me things this is getting long, y'all, so I'm going to end this, and I'm going to make a part 3. So it'll be like 3 parts to this.